And Nathan, did you get the round applause ready for the good one of the sisters?
Oh, yes. Careful, mate. Oh. Careful, mate.
I'm just staring at her. I'll actually send this audio to Rachel later.
Just because the other one's in Melbourne, mate, she can still get you.
please welcome friend of the show, fan and director of Francesca. It is Hannah Vasicek.
Good morning, boys.
And welcome.
I mean, let's talk about Rachel quickly, get it over and done with. Yeah. She got a new boyfriend.
Oh, yes. Spoiler alert. Yep, she does.
And Men of Hobart, very upset.
Yeah, she's had the tick of approval from the family. So, yeah, interesting times.
Is that a hard tick of approval to get from your family? I always find this interesting.
Yeah. To be honest, it's like, I think there's like a scale. I was pretty easy to win over. Mum was pretty easy, even though she pretends not to be. It was Dad that was the last one to be introduced. So, yeah.
It's always nerve-wracking. Meeting Dad for the first time, isn't
it? It really is. And like the lead up as well, I think the poor boy, like I think we made it worse because we were like, oh, this is going to be interesting.
It's so funny because so my dad, right, is a massive marshmallow. Jimmy knows my dad really well. Huge marshmallow. But as soon as my sister gets a boyfriend, he turns into this bloke. I'm like,
shotgun out.
Yeah. I'm like, who are you, mate? And where did you get that axe?
And I don't know. I feel like my dad's the opposite. He's kind of all talk. Yeah. And then when he got there, he was like, hi, how are you? Like, you know, tell me your life story. And I was like, since when does Dad even ask those questions?
How did your partner go when he met your family?
He was pretty good. I think my dad was on his best behaviour, but I, again, had freaked him out and fully built up so much suspense that he was freaking out. It was actually ages ago, maybe 7 years ago at the casino, we went out for dinner.
Did you tell your dad to go easy or
no? I feel like if I did that, he wouldn't go easy.
It'd be the opposite.
I just kind of just thought I'm going to really downplay this here.
Funny. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
And you never know. You know, things could go wrong, but you just sit there on the best behaviour.
Fingers crossed. Let's talk about Francesca. Obviously, you guys are iconic here in Tassie and now also in Victoria as well. How are things going? Of course, post COVID, things opening up a little bit more. How are things going for the business, I guess, both here online and in Victoria as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When I was driving in, it's been a year pretty much. What a wild ride.
Yeah.
When COVID first hit, man, I was in the depths of newborn days. So I was at home, not a care in the world. And then it hit and we had to close the stores. So we've gone from having both stores closed. We had Melbourne store closed for the majority of last year. And Hobart, man, we are just so lucky that we were able to keep open most of the time. But yeah, it's been a wild ride. I think I'm just coming out of it now, sort of thinking, what just happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
It sort of feels like it's back to normal now, but then you think back the 12 months, you're like, what happened then?
I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like we were really fortunate in Hobart. There were days where, you know, you'd only see it on the news and things like that. Melbourne, definitely, having both worlds, I really felt for my Melbourne team. Like, it was hard. Yeah. It was hard not being over there to help them as well.
Well, as a leader as well. I mean, I guess particularly in times like these, businesses and organisations, they need their leaders. How hard was it not to be over there and giving them, you know, the Hannah pep talk?
Yeah, and Zoom was, you know, our best friend. So, yeah. I mean, there was so many blessings in disguise, though. Our team in Melbourne, especially, were amazing. We actually were like, okay, we've closed the store, we've got the online store, and we just retrained everyone to do, you know, what they were particularly interested in whilst they weren't able to trade in store.
Yeah,
wow. Did you get to spend, I mean, I don't know if this, I guess, was a silver lining, but did you get to spend more time with your daughter over the 12 months because of the way things played out?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I actually have never thought of it that way. But, yeah, it was around 4 months when COVID hit and, yeah, she was 4 months old and I was ready to go really into the business. And I guess what it did help me do is manage a team from home.
Yep.
And I'm so lucky that, you know, I can manage the team from home and go into work when I need to as well. Yeah.
So what's next? What's coming up for Francesca? What are the big plans? Can you tell us? Can you tell us anything?
You know how secretive they are. And then they drop it and it's like, wow, just give us an exclusive. God. We did have to write your boyfriend exclusive.
She's been doing all these podcasts, Mama Mia, George Love's podcast. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, look, I don't know. We are kind of, you know, sort of nurturing our team, making sure they're all good before we start to grow or make new plans. But I guess for us, I think people are like really craving like experiences and in-store human connection and things like that. So we're actually, you know, we're not frightened to start planning back to the human experience. And we actually really, this is an exclusive, we really want to do like a bit of a road show around Australia with a locket concept that we have. So you go and we want to have sort of like a photo booth where you can print a photo and we put it into your piece of jewellery. Wow. But we've never, we've never ventured out of Melbourne and Hobart. And that's something that we sort of want to do, I don't know, like a road show of popping up in places all over Australia.
Hannah, I'll be honest, I didn't think it was going to be that easy to get an exclusive from you.
Well, there you go. That's why I like to keep you hanging.
Well, I mean, it feels like the right time as well. As Nathan and I were saying, like nowadays you walk around Hobart and you can see the Francesca logo on people's necklaces, on their wrists. Like it's really blown up. And even friends of ours in Melbourne, like we've spoken about it, Francesca. They go, oh, and then we said we mentioned you and stuff. Like it feels like maybe the rest of Australia is the next thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And to be honest, Tasmania will still always be our home.
Of course.
Like we still have always said that we're going to keep like so much of our production here. But yeah, like we would love to have the rest of Australia experience Tasmania and, you know, everything that
Tassie
we have
proud.
To offer. Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
So it's a hard slog. Getting over to Melbourne and actually getting Melbourne to know who we are was a lot harder than we thought. But, you know. Roadshow.
Well,
you guys could come with us.
Yeah, the Jimmy Dale Roadshow.
We're in.
Imagine.
Oh, it'd be so much fun. Well, Han, you're a phenomenal leader. You run an amazing local business, forever growing. We appreciate you coming in on the show. Of course, Hannah Vasacek. Round of applause, Francesca.
Thanks, boys, for your support.
If you don't know about it, go and check it out. Han, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.